Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Julia Michaels is going to be on the show this hour, everybody. Because I got issues. She's doing something really cool with M&M's, the candy. And she stopped by, or she was in town, and I got to go talk to her. I got to watch her actual sound check.
I love that.
Which is really cool when you get to watch an artist do their sound check.
Yeah.
In the middle of the song, she'll be singing, and then she'll stop, and she'll go, I want you to do this with the guitar right there, right here while we're doing that. Keep on. And then she goes right back into the song.
Mm-hmm.
So cool how they work things out. But we'll talk to her. She's a great writer. She's been working for a while. She got her break really early on in her career. But she's still young. And now she's got some great music out.
All right.
40 minutes away from that, we also got your Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about an hour. So if you missed any of the gossip, Kelly Raspberry will catch you up. And our hero of the day, if you want to nominate the hero of the day or somebody that you know serving in the military and you want to hook them up with some awesome prizes from Wonder Bread, go to KidNation.com and let us know about their stories of service. And we'll let you know about today's later on in the show. But right now, we got to get into some millennial news because according to today.com, we know why millennials can't buy a house.
Why is that?
Ain't got no money.
Well, yeah, Kelly, they don't have any money, but why don't they have any money?
Why?
Well, they found this study from Zillow. They pulled statistics from a wedding website, The Knot, back in 2016. And it estimated at the time of that a destination bachelorette party or bachelor party averaged about $1,500 for a bachelor party, $1,100 for a bachelorette party. The study found that attending 9 destination bachelor or bachelorette parties in your lifetime can set you back about $13,000, almost $14,000.
People got to quit with that.
It makes total sense. Yeah. It's the number one complaint from my own friends.
You're spending about up to 35% of a down payment on a median price home.
Yeah.
On bachelor and bachelorette parties. And that's why you can't buy a house.
It's not necessary.
Wow.
But it's priorities. Maybe that's a priority for you more so than having
a
mortgage.
Hard because, yeah. I mean, a lot of my friends, they have 9 weddings in a year, which means in some of those scenarios, they have 9 bachelor or bachelorette parties. You also have a wedding shower. And I know people that have out-of-town bachelor or bachelorette parties and out-of-town weddings. I mean, it's thousands of dollars.
I saw I think we got a text yesterday from someone that said she was getting kicked out of being a bridesmaid because she couldn't afford to go to the bachelorette party.
Oh, well.
So you can't.
You know what that is? A blessing.
Yep.
I guess.
Yeah. Right.
Saving you from a beatdown.
Right.
Making you poor.
All messed up. And let's welcome one of our resident millennials here at the studio, Anna from Kid TV. Hello.
Hi.
Anna. Happy 25.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Proud to represent my fellow millennials out there.
Yes.
25 is when you feel full on grown up, I
feel.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel old.
Yeah.
It was like Nick asked me yesterday, he was like, do you feel 25? And I was like, actually, yeah.
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 It's like I feel like a grown-a woman now.
25.
Yeah.
A quarter.
A quarter.
But you're having some struggles, millennial struggles.
Yeah, so I've been 25 for a whole day now. And so I've learned a lot in the past 24 hours, and I thought I would share it with you guys. Let me know if I'm on the right track to adulthood.
So here's some words of wisdom for those 18 to 24-year-olds, you know, waiting for that quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so my birthday was on Tuesday. And on that day, I decided to go get a car wash. And don't get a car wash on the same day that it's supposed to rain. Okay?
Right.
Because getting a car wash doesn't make you an adult, but checking the weather does.
It rains every time you get a car wash.
I'll agree with that.
It was raining like as soon as I pulled out of the car wash.
It's just the universe.
Yeah. And the thing is, they'll offer you a car wash for free, usually
like
when this happens.
24 hours or something.
They know you don't want to drive back to the car wash.
I also didn't know that you had to like pay for it in advance and then show a little ticket. So I actually pulled up and had to go back. Get it and then go back. It was a whole mess.
Was it your first time
getting it on my own?
Yeah.
I'm an adult now, so yeah.
Aww, that's so sweet. Did you Insta story?
I should have.
First call
with the filter and everything.
Officially an adult.
Yeah.
Also, don't accidentally open a credit card and then forget about it. I did do this. It turns out a rewards card and a Gap credit card are two different things.
Yeah.
Okay, I went to Gap and they're like, oh, if you get a rewards card, you'll save like $20 on your purchase. And I was like, okay, cool. Asked me for all this info really quickly. They're like, okay, approved. And I was like, awesome. I went home and I told my roommate about it. And she was like, did you just open up a credit card? And I was like, what? I did I?
Yes.
Turns out I did.
Yeah.
I did open up a credit card on accident.
Then they can charge you a fee, I guess, and I don't know.
Yeah, like an annual fee.
Yeah, so kind of along those lines, I also learned that there is such thing as a dumb question, because I called the credit card people and I was like, hi, can I like cancel this? Because I definitely did this on accident. And they were like, what, are you serious? They like didn't take me seriously. And I was like, yeah, this happened. So now I have a credit card. Thank you.
They didn't let you cancel it?
No, I mean, it's fine. I, like, talked to my mom about it. She's like, it's okay. Just buy something from Gap, pay it off. It'll build your credit. And I was like, okay, that's cool. I'm sure.
JC's acting like an adult right now. And he just banged his head so hard on the microphone. That was so funny.
I can't act like an adult. I just got my first credit card this year, too. So.
Did you really?
Yeah. I got it upped. After you pay your credit card off, you know? After a few months, they raised my limit. They sent me an email and said, hey, congrats. And
no way.
Now you can spend this much money.
Congratulations.
I know.
That's
very
my goal.
Bigger debt.
I guess that's my next step.
And they said I can open another one for a family member if I want.
Another
Chloe.
One.
Yeah. No, not Chloe.
Next on my list, I just wrote, don't drink vodka.
Whoa.
You're a good drinker.
Yeah, but vodka and I just don't get along.
Yeah.
And I've just learned that.
Yeah. It's a thing.
It's just, and, you know, I'm 25 now, and I feel like it's time to just...
What are you going to drink, then? What's going to be your drink of choice?
Oh, tequila, of course.
Oh, tequila.
And that won't get you in trouble.
That's the alcohol most people say don't drink, but you got to learn.
Makes you angry.
You got to learn which alcohol makes you act certain ways.
The good thing is you have part-time Justin.
True.
You know, on the opposite end of the spectrum, so
take him
as
with
long
you.
As you don't get as bad as him.
Yeah, take him with you. That'll teach you to not drink.
Yeah, right. That's very, very true. And which kind of along the same lines, if you show up at a dining establishment at 6:15 and their happy hour ends at 6:30, they will not let you order 3 glasses of wine at the same time. I did try this, and this refers back to my there is such thing as a dumb question, is what I've learned.
You would think they would, though. What if you had 2 other friends that were coming?
Yeah,
you have been a bar owner.
I know. I'm talking from the customer standpoint.
Yeah, you got to be smart.
Standpoint.
You got to outwit the waitress or the waiter.
Yeah. You know, it's just some places, their happy hour deals are so good. And you're just like, that's gosh, I just... And they tell you, like, at, like, 6:31, they're like, nope, sorry, happy hour's over.
That's the point. They want to get you in there early.
But that is the trick, Al. You got to say, my friends are coming, and then they...
Yeah, so I guess I just got to know where the deals are before I go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then not to be dramatic, but living with my parents again right now is both the best and worst decision I've ever made.
This is news to me.
That I'm living with my parents?
You were just living with a friend.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, see, okay. Well, here's
what happened. What happened?
Yeah, so I've told you guys about my moving issues. You know, I was struggling to find a place and all this stuff. Ended up taking a lot longer than it was supposed to. So I actually had to be out of my last place. And I have, 6 weeks between I can get into my new place.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of couch surfing right now, hanging with the parents, my new roommates, mom and dad. What's up?
You can live with me.
You have a spare room?
Yeah.
Isn't it
6 weeks?
6 weeks, yeah.
100%.
Oh my gosh, you're working out.
You need to put a bed in there. Yeah, I have a boxing bag in the corner if you don't mind. But really, full bathroom, you can have it.
That would be so much fun.
For free?
Well, yeah, 6 weeks, that's great. And she wants a place to stay, and I love her. She seems really easy, too.
Oh, thanks.
You know who's so jealous right now?
Who?
Justin would have loved to have had a free room.
I would love the idea of company for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Because you know there's an actual finite end to it.
Uh-huh.
And I love her.
You trust her to be out
I trust her. I trust her with the wheeze.
And that would be a great roommate.
And I'm pretty, you know, I'm an only child. So I'm kind of like, I just go upstairs. My room's upstairs anyway. So I'm fine.
Yeah.
We get along great.
Yeah. Anna,
but really, if you don't want to live with your parents, you're more than welcome to put a bed in there and have the whole
thing.
There's a bathroom and a bedroom.
Huh,
just empty for you.
It was really cool yesterday,
though. Shower stuff. I'll put
room. Roommates. Yeah, it was cool yesterday since it was the first and everybody on Venmo was paying each other for rent. And I was like, guess who's not paying rent? Me.
All the money you're saving?
Yeah, I'm saving so much money. It's awesome. I mean, it's only 6 weeks, which isn't a long time, but...
I tell people all the time, if you have the ability to move back in with your parents for a few months,
oh my god, yeah,
if you can handle it.
And
I really wish I would have done it sooner. The fridge is always stocked.
Sure.
I never have to worry about running out of toilet paper. It's really great. Yeah. I should have done it way sooner.
I mean, yes, your parents will get all up in your business and they'll probably be asking you a lot of questions you don't want to answer. But still, it's only for a few, and you're going to save so much money.
How long is your drive to work? Where do they live?
They live literally down the street. Like it takes 30 seconds.
Well, Jenna's only 10 minutes.
I know.
They're not that far.
That's not that bad.
was like angry.
What about bringing the boyfriend, the BF, the boyfriend?
He's not even here.
They're long distance.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so that's something I don't really have to worry about. Yeah.
Okay, well, go for it.
Also, you're living with your brother again.
Yeah, so my little brother's home for the summer from college, so I have another roommate, my 20-year-old brother, who did tell me that I'm old.
Wow. Like an extended Christmas.
I bet
your parents
love
all it. The family comes back together.
They're so excited.
Yeah.
Is he still playing Fortnite a lot?
Yeah, he plays Fortnite all the time. He plays Fortnite until like 3 in the morning, and then my alarm goes off, and it's a mess. I'm like, what is going on? I have to be up early. He's playing Fortnite. I'm learning all the lingo.
You're in the same room.
Well, so my parents my parents live in a pretty small apartment, so I've actually been kind of like, we kind of like switch off. Like sometimes I'll just like stay in the living room or in the bedroom because he works late nights, I work early mornings. It's just like this whole thing. But
it's temporary. Yeah,
it is temporary. And it's also really fun. I mean, I love my family, obviously. And I know they're listening.
Well, speaking of Fortnite, right now, a lot of parents are hiring Fortnite tutors.
What?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to bring this up. Now there's a job opportunity to be a Fortnite tutor because parents want their kids to get better at Fortnite because apparently it helps them. Helping their kid improve at Fortnite improves their social life. One parent told the Wall Street Journal that there's pressure to not just play the game, but you got to be really good at it. And kids are super obsessed, and now there's a chance for you to go pro. So parents say, hey, why don't I give them this avenue to see if they could potentially get pro and make a lot of money.
Like Fortnite training camp.
Yeah. I mean, it's like
Fortnite combine.
Some parents get their kids horseback riding lessons.
Muscles going.
Now you got Fortnite.
You do like finger stretches.
Yeah, $20 an hour to be a Fortnite tutor.
Wow.
So if your brother needs a job,
yeah. Well, did I tell you what happened when my brother was playing Fortnite?
No, what happened?
Because he was playing Fortnite. And he's all into it with his like headset and stuff. Yeah. I assume you do the same thing.
So you can listen to your partners.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that because he was facing the TV and like so was I, but I was on the couch and he was on the other end, and he was saying things like, oh, yeah, I'm, like, starting summer school. And I was like, okay, cool, yeah, that's cool. And he was like, yeah, all this stuff. We talked for, like, maybe 30 minutes before I realized he wasn't even talking to me. He was talking to someone on the headset. And I was like, I like, turned and I go, are you talking to me? And he, like, takes his headphone off. He goes, what?
What? Like, oh, no.
Oh, that happened to my wife, too.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, how is Marmar?
Marmar is good.
And what about Reaper?
I haven't played with
Reaper
them.
And Marmar are JC's 12-year-old Fortnite partners.
You can play with my brother.
Now I play with Superfly Ninja. Yeah. I play with Kubota.
You not played with my little brother Dylan?
My dude Galindo. That's my squad right there. That's my three men.
No room for your brother. He's trying to
Sorry.
No, I'll let him.
You know why? You know why?
What?
This is frustrating for me because I've done a lot of Fortnite matchmaking in the last few weeks for young men in my life. That sounds so creepy.
Your brother and me?
My brother, no, and a boy named Ethan who wanted some friends to play with.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, you just like harped on me forever. Like, get his username. I finally got you guys. I finally got it for you, and you don't play with him, and I know what it is. It's because you are so intimidated by his talents.
Your brother?
That you do not want to play because you know he is so much better than you.
That's what I
need. He's going to have to carry you.
I'm cool with him carrying me.
Are you sure?
We just haven't connected.
Can your ego handle it?
Oh, 100%. I'm by far not the best player on my squad.
Think you can handle it?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'm not the best player on my squad. I just go
with
it. I
know that's what it is.
I'll play with the best players just so I can get wins.
I hate that I put all this work in and you're not even playing.
I'm going to. When we match up, we'll get in there. Your brother's popular. Every time I see him, he's got like four people with, or three people with.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got the skills.
Yeah, got the skills.
What are you going to do when everyone goes back to school?
Right. Hashtag millennial. Thank you, Anna, for sharing your...
Yeah, thank you. I hope all you other millennials out there...
I'm serious.
Roomies!
If you really want a place to say, you're more than welcome. I have an empty room.
Aw, thanks, Jenna.
And also said one of her things was never doubt yourself because she called AT&T to cancel the internet at her old apartment. Yeah. And they asked her the question, who is your favorite singer? And you doubted yourself.
I did doubt myself because I made this account like over a year ago. And I didn't know my like 4-digit passcode, all this stuff.
And
the guy was like, who's your favorite singer? And I was like, is it Nick Jonas? And he goes, yes. So
don't doubt yourself. Let's go.
That's so funny.
I never remember
my own question.
Nick Jonas never fails me.
Never. Never fails. You or Priyanka Chopra. All right, Kid Nation, pick up those phones and give us a call. Maybe those cell phones at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us about your hashtag millennial problems. We're putting a little twist on it today. For example, instead of calling IT, everyone at work calls me to fix their computer or phone. Hashtag millennial problems.
All right.
All right, so we'll take your calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey!
Uh-huh.
Oh, my microphone's really loud right now. There you go. Hey, we'll talk to Julia Michaels here in about 20 minutes, but right now it's about your millennial problems. We'll put a little twist on first world problems today because we just had our girl Anna here from Kid TV telling us about the wisdom she acquired after being 25 years old for one day.
Yeah.
And we determined those are a lot of millennial problems. And so all right. We wanted you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us about your millennial problems. And I believe the cutoff is, depending on who you ask, 36, maybe 37.
Dang it, just missed it.
It's the cutoff.
All right.
But if you want to sneak in there, it's all good, as long as it's a millennial problem.
I know I always tell you I forget to take my trash out.
Yeah.
Today's trash day.
Yeah.
Forgot again,
but every time I forget, my neighbor takes it for me.
Well, that's not a problem. That's a millennial
advantage.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, look at you.
It is.
Cody with a Q wrote us. That's a boy Cody out there in Tyler.
All right.
And he said, when I use my McDonald's curbside app, but I still have to wait to drive around because the old people line is so long. Hashtag millennial problem.
The old people line.
I love that he called it the old people line. From the text as well. My teeth are so straight, I always get told something's stuck in them. Ugh.
Yeah.
Millennials do have great teeth, man.
There's no gaps between.
No gaps. They got them
wedged
perfect.
Up in there.
Gotcha.
Biggest Invisalign issue for sure.
So, started a new job and my boss kept talking about some pound sign. I acted like I knew what they were talking about, but I was lost. So it wasn't until I asked my mom on text and she sent it to me. It was the hashtag. Mind blown. Hashtag.
Oh, mind blown.
Millennial problems. I forgot. It's all
you know
about
when they
the
say in the instructions, press pound to complete this call.
Yeah,
like, it's like,
what? What's pound?
What's pound?
Yeah, it's the hashtag. Yeah. I feel you on that.
Jeez.
Let's go to the phones. What's going on, Shelby?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's your millennial problem?
My millennial problem is I always take really, really, like, hot photos of myself.
Yeah.
Then I forget to post them, like, on Facebook or Instagram. And then 6 months later, I'll go to look for something. And I'm like, too much time has passed. I don't even look like that anymore.
You're not posting those fire.
But now you're even hotter.
Right. Well, feel free to text us some of those hot photos at 800-543-3548, and we'll let you know.
Yeah.
By the way,
those are strictly for Big Al.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. Y'all have a great morning. Thank you.
You too, Shelby. Don't forget to post those fire pics.
Uh-huh.
From the text. One of my friends is already having anxiety about my bachelorette party in March because it's in South Dakota and they don't have the Uber yet. So we actually have to take a taxi and call for a ride instead. Hashtag millennial problems.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
I will determine if I'm going to go somewhere based on if they have Lyft or Uber.
Yeah.
Because you can get there, but how are you going to get back?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to call a taxi.
Yeah, I did that in Lubbock about 2 years ago. Shout out Lubbock. And I was at the airport. I'm like, I asked guy, where do your Lyft cars pick up? He goes, what? He had no idea.
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
Big Al's millennial problem right there.
Yeah.
Sorry you had to deal with that, Al.
Al, you just wants to fit in.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you're fitting in, bro. All day. Hi, Preston.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, buddy? So what's your problem?
My millennial problem is that my mom refuses to make doctor's appointments for me now.
You gotta do it yourself.
Right?
Gotta do it myself.
Like, we can't keep track of all that
stuff. Sorry, bro.
Mom used to do it for me.
Responsibility sucks.
Yeah.
It really does.
I've also got a dumb joke for you to say it.
Oh, a dumb joke?
Always. Sure.
I always have time for a dumb joke, Preston.
Do you know how Big Al was talking about going to work out and he hadn't gone yet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's in the fitness protection program.
Hey!
And we last all night.
Well said, dog. Well done. That's not a dumb joke. That was a good joke, Preston.
Thank
clever.
You
it was a clever joke.
Have a great day, buddy.
Fitness
and make that doctor's
protection.
Appointment. Yeah. Ooh. Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
So you have a millennial hash slash gamer problem?
I do. So I stream on Twitch. My 12-year-old nephew got affiliated before I did, and I have 110 more followers than him. And I play Fortnite. I'm level 48, and I've never won a game.
Whoa! But you're streaming on Twitch, though, so that's pretty cool, huh? Are you making money?
Well, I'm not affiliated, so no.
Oh, because you don't have the win yet.
You gotta be win.
So you have to complete these four steps. You have to have over 50 followers, which I have 160 followers.
Nice.
Check.
Yeah.
You have to stream for seven different days in a 30-day period, which if I stream today would be my seventh.
Perfect. Check. So you're going to get that.
You have to stream for more than 8 hours. I'm at like 22 hours for this 30-day period.
Gosh, you're getting paid.
And
you have to have a win.
You have to have a minimum of three viewers.
Oh. At all times.
And I have, not at all times, average.
Oh, average, okay.
And I have 1.65.
Let's get that Twitch viewership up. What's your Twitch handle?
My Twitch is twitch.tv/arcaneTink, and that's ArcaineTink.
All right. Let's get Michelle affiliated, because her 12-year-old nephew already got.
With your Twitch.
The Twitch is cool, man.
I was trying to get me and Alan to do Twitch. I'm like,
why not?
I don't understand.
That's why we're doing Millennial Pop.
I don't even know.
You can get paid.
I don't know.
You a lot of money, Kelly. Ninja's making like $500,000 a month.
But being paid to do what?
To stream.
Stream what?
Whatever you want. It could be gaming. It could be your podcast.
We're busy streaming Kid Nation TV.
Exactly.
Right. That's what we're doing. Let's go to Carissa. Hi, Carissa.
Good morning, JC. How are you?
Doing excellent. I hear you have a millennial problem going on.
JC, okay. My millennial problem is that old people think I'm a rebel because of my tattoos.
Yeah, the old people are going to be judging.
Yeah.
Is it the rebel flag?
I'm 26. I'm a straight-A student. There's nothing about me that says rebel, but they just judge me and think I'm like... belong in prison or something. I don't know.
Well, how many tattoos do you have that are so obviously rebellious?
Yeah.
I have eight, Kelly.
Eight.
And yes, but they're all easily hidden except for one, and that's my favorite one.
Which one is that?
That's the face tattoo.
It's on my arm. It's my best friend tattoo. Her and I got Harry Potter's tattoo. Shout out, Jordan. Love you. So she got Hedwig and I got the Harry Paternus.
Oh.
Harry what?
Harry
Paternus?
Harry's Patronus.
Patronus.
Yeah.
That's his full name, right?
No, it's Harry Potter.
Oh, that's right. So Harry Patronus. Okay. What's that?
So it's a spell that he put. Have you seen the movies, JC?
No, I haven't seen them.
I
really want to see it.
Okay, so long story short, it's this light that they cast. It's a protection spell, and everyone's protection spell is a different animal. And Harry Potter is a stag or a big buck.
Okay, so I'm constantly protected now.
That's cool. Yeah, stop judging Carissa's tattoos. They're actually very nice.
There you go.
Have a wonderful day,
Carissa. She's not a rebel. She's a Harry Potter fan.
Harry Potter fans are the nicest people. I don't think I've ever met a mean Harry Potter
fan.
Very
passionate.
They're mostly Canadian. No,
that's not true.
Well, I'm just saying.
They're Canadian people are very nice.
Canadian
yeah.
people are very nice.
The Canadian Harry Potter fan? Can you imagine how nice that person is? What's up, Tracy?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Millennial Problems. What's yours?
My millennial problem is that my boss wants to be number one on a Google search, but he does not understand Google Analytics.
You gotta pay.
Gotta pay a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's your problem because he doesn't understand that. You gotta figure it out.
That's right.
Exactly.
She's gotta deal with it. She's got to deal with it.
Thank you, Trace. You have a wonderful day, and good luck with your boss not understanding. From the text,
yeah.
I stored my printer at my mom's house, and because it's wireless and doesn't need cables to hook up to the computer, she thought it didn't work, and she got rid of it. Hashtag millennial problem.
No!
Mom! Mom, what are you doing? At least ask us before you throw some away.
Well, you get busy cleaning.
I know, but
a printer?
Yeah, you just like, oh,
does mom know
junk.
We, even if it required cables, we could buy cables to make it work again, you know?
Piece of junk just sitting here.
Oh, man.
Dust.
That sucks. Hey, Andy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing excellent, buddy. So, you got a millennial problem for us, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why do entry-level jobs need 3 years experience?
Yeah.
That is an interesting question.
That's true. That is true because it's an entry, which means you're going to be
it's
that experience
crazy.
I need
it's
later.
It's so frustrating.
I'm 26 years old. I'm trying to get my foot into the job market. How else am I supposed to do it?
Right. Okay. I need to get experience so that I can have that experience, but where do I get that first experience if you're not going to give me the dang job? Andy,
yep.
I feel you on that, man. What do you want to do?
Yeah, what kind of job are you looking for?
I'm working in marketing and in healthcare business side, like running that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you're going to need 3 years experience for that for sure.
Yeah. Pretty so, dog. Right, at least.
Yeah, at least. Yeah. Thanks, Andy.
Good
man.
Luck, bro.
Good luck with the job search, man.
TrustZipRecruiter.com.
Yeah. There you go, buddy. Why not? Oh, hi, Bridget.
Hi.
This happens a lot. I see a lot of angry people at the gym when this happens to them. What's your millennial problem?
So I have an iPhone 10, and of course, you know, the headphones are always in the box. So I didn't think anything of it because I'm like, okay, I already have like 17 pairs of these.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. So I went to the gym and realized that my headphones that I had before, there's no jack for it on the iPhone 10. So I had to work out without headphones.
Oh no.
Listening
home.
To people grunt.
Why don't you just leave?
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Millennial/first world problem.
I'd look for any excuse to leave.
Oh.
Up. No, Jack. I'm out.
Yeah, Bridget.
It's worked out here.
Thanks, Bridget.
Yeah, Tracy, I don't know how you don't work out with music. I can't work out without it.
Right. I can't either.
I started listening to music now. Yeah. I got into it recently.
Yeah, I'll go home if I forget headphones or no.
But now when my headphones do die in the middle of the workout, I want to leave, which sucks. And I have left. 20 minutes in, I'll leave.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. I can't listen to the grunter. Every time I'm with it's the gross grunter, too. Thank you for your millennial problems, Kid Nation. We have a bunch that we didn't get to. Maybe we'll do it again. But
I have to. There's so many.
Yeah. We do have to move on because... We just talked about your millennial issues. And now we talk to the woman who wrote the song Issues. Julia Michaels. Have a nice little sit down with her. You'll get to hear what she has to say next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We want to get a little Throwback Thursday action going with STD Man. Hopefully we get around to that because character, we were talking about that.
Character stereotype destroyer man?
Yeah, Big Al Mack was STD Man. So, we wanted to talk. They found the bob. You said that.
They did, yes.
Yeah, you said, what was it, 100% of girls with the bob haircut dated a black dude.
Uh-huh.
And then we got that down to about 97% based on text messages, probably 96.
All right.
Yeah, because lots of bob haircut
ladies.
Women said never
nope.
done
yeah.
it.
All right. Well, good. I'd be glad
there
to
were some that had. So
happy to hear that.
Maybe I was right.
All right.
And before we get to Julia Michaels, we got some good news for you.
Come on.
Kid Nation, we want to send you to an exclusive Better Call Saul party on location in New Mexico. Well, you'll get to attend a private Better Call Saul party in Albuquerque. You'll get to visit iconic Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad filming locations.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a lot of fun right there.
Yeah.
How can I do that, though?
Go ahead, Al.
I'm sorry. Text the word Saul, S-A-U-L, to 31996 for a chance to win. That's Saul, S-A-U-L. To 31996. One entry per person. You have to do it by 11:59 p.m. on Monday.
Yeah, don't procrastinate. Just go ahead and get that done now. One entry per person. NPR calls that Better Call Saul, the best drama series on TV.
Wow.
So don't miss the premiere Monday, 9, 8 central, only on AMC.
Cool.
All right. So. 'Cause I got issues. This song is real, right? And maybe you didn't know who sings the song. You just know it as that pretty girl voice. Her name is Julia Michaels. And she's a singer-songwriter. She was mostly a songwriter prior to this song being released. And she was doing some, she was doing a concert with M&M's, with Olivia Holt. And she stopped by and they said, hey, you want to come by for a little chat? And I was like, yeah. So I got to watch her do her sound check. And after she got done, she came on down and sat down next to me and we had this nice conversation. So basically, Julia Michaels and I are basically best friends now.
Basically.
Yeah, I just found out because you're Puerto Rican. I thought this whole time Puerto Rican.
Yeah, my dad is Mexican and Puerto Rican.
Yeah? Yeah. Hablas un poquito de español. Un poquito? No, all you gotta say is un poquito and you're so set.
Un poquito.
And you guys grew up in California, right? You grew up in California.
Yeah. Born in Iowa. And then raised in LA.
Your dad was like, let's get out of Iowa.
Yeah.
We need to see
much.
More people of our kind. Yeah. Let's go to California.
Yeah, pretty much.
And what'd you do growing up?
I feel like I spent a majority of my time writing.
Uh-huh.
Being a kid, I don't really know.
I get like a skater girl vibe from you.
I used to have a skateboard.
Really?
Yeah. I have a longboard now.
So you do the Sector 9? Oh, you just like to go slow and me too.
Yeah.
I like to look like I'm really fast, but I'm not. I'm super wuss when it comes to speed. Yeah. And I love your tattoos, by the way.
Oh, thanks so much.
You have a bunch of cool tattoos.
I have a lot.
Which one's your favorite? I know you get to ask this all the time, but.
My favorite is probably this one.
It's a triangle?
It's a symbol for perception. So it's got two triangles and three circles, but nothing's fully formed. But the brain perceives it as whole, even though it's not.
That's like a deep tattoo.
Yeah, it's pretty deep.
You and your dad have the same tattoo, don't you?
We do. We have golden snitches together.
What's that mean?
We're just big Harry Potter fans.
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid, screenings would always come out around the same time as my birthday.
Yeah.
So we would always go and see them together. Actually, Fantastic Beasts comes out on November 16th, and my birthday's 3 days before, so we're going to like wear our robes and like go
see
it together.
You're going to go have fun
like really
that.
We're really nerdy. Yeah, my dad's like my best friend.
So your dad is your best
friend. Yeah, oh yeah.
Does he go everywhere with you?
He doesn't go everywhere with me, but because I get really lonely on tour sometimes, we've figured out a way, like, if I can't be with him, then he comes to see me. So he came to Houston last time when we played with Maroon, and we had this whole family reunion, and he came to Barcelona with me.
Man.
So he's like, we're making it happen everywhere.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, it's nice.
You've been on some cool tours, speaking of Maroon 5. So you were just with Maroon 5. You toured with Niall Horan.
I sure have.
And Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
Which one of those three people... Maroon 5 has a bunch of guys, but which one of those three acts parties the hardest on tour?
Niall's team.
Niall does.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're all Irish. They love to just, like, drink and have a good time, and it's fun, too, because sometimes touring, again, you know, can get a little, like, lonely, so when you've got our crew, which are all, you know, like, young kids.
20-something whippersnappers.
And then, you know, his crew, then we all get together and, like, go have drinks and just hang out.
You never bailed, though, when Niall said, let's go party, you went?
Oh, yeah, I've bailed a couple times, for sure.
Don't you feel bad when you
sometimes
bail,
I think I'm, like, an 87-year-old woman trapped in a 24-year-old's body.
Same. Except for the 24-woman part. But, so you like to stay in, mostly. You're not a partier.
Yeah, it's, like, not... I mean, it depends. It depends if, like, all my friends are around, then I am. If I'm just sort of not in my element, then I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go to sleep. Maybe take, like, a very long shower.
And you're working on new music right now?
New music.
And you do have a song out right now if you want to get it. Jump. I know when she plays that during her show, but I won't tell you.
Yeah.
Because I heard it, and I don't want to tell you when she plays
it. Did you watch the whole set?
Oh, I was watching the whole... Did you not see me dancing?
No.
I was over here dancing. You were doing
very much of my...
Your medley, by the way, if you get a chance to see Julia in concert, go check her out. Because the medley you were doing with all the songs you've written and a little bit of Selena, and I saw a little Sorry in there.
Yeah.
Had me jumping around, so...
Yeah, we're excited.
Sound.
I mean, this is going to be really fun, this Eminem Spotlight series.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
How'd you get hooked up with Eminem?
So, Eminem does the Spotlight concert series. This is actually their second year doing it, and they're doing this thing where Eminem's caramels are sort of like all access passes, so they bring a bag of caramel
like Willy Wonka
M&M's, and then they give VIP passes to the show, which is really cool. So
that's how you
showed
get in.
Up here
and you're putting it on Twitter and stuff. You got to follow your favorite artists if you want to find out.
Yeah,
and dude, there's M&M's everywhere.
Yeah,
can I take some?
I mean, that's up to them.
I mean, I'm going to take some.
Yeah, maybe like one or two.
Do you have unlimited amount of M&Ms?
Possibly.
For the rest of your life?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
If I were you, I would have a pool of M&Ms.
I would love to have a pool of M&Ms.
Do you have a pool at your house?
I do have a pool. Yeah. Should I just take all the water out and just
that's
like...
what I'm saying. Take,
but then I'd be wasting. I'd be wasting them. No, I'd rather have them in my body.
Right. And that's one...
on my body.
That's definitely a pool you don't want to pee in, by the way, people.
Oh, my God.
No.
She's so bubbly.
She is, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Her song's so moody, I thought she was going to be very artsy and... a little bit drawn back, maybe.
Awesome.
But she was super down her
head.
Really friendly. And I know, Caleb, I got your text. JC needs to get it together. That's two Harry Potter references he missed today. So disappointed. I know. I saw. I can't believe she's that big of a fan where she goes with her dad dressed up to movie premieres. Isn't that cool?
Get into it.
Get into it right there. That's Julia Michaels right there.
Awesome.
If you want to check out the interview, we've got a nice little video set up. We'll have it up at KidNation.com later on. In fact, you can see it on the TV show. If you don't want to go to the website, you don't have time. It's going to be on Kid Nation TV today.
Yeah. Today?
Yeah. We're going to play it today, Kelly. In select markets right now. It's still a test run.
Yeah, but you can always go stream. I mean, once it's aired, then you can go to KidNation.com to see what you've missed, right?
Yeah, we are dropping the TV show down on the internet.
Hey, yesterday's episode I thought was the best yet.
You liked it? Yeah, it was good.
It's better.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we got to find our groove and stuff. But I think the third day was really good.
Yeah.
You, JC.
Well, then, and then not.
Story.
It featured me and then not me. Because I wasn't here for the Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay, but I mean, that was a good highlight for you.
It was nice, yes. So go check out Kid Nation TV so you can see that interview.
Please do.
And if you can't see it, wait till the next day. We'll drop it online.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we decided to extend this a little bit because... who doesn't want to get a hero of the day on the show, right?
Especially a member of the military.
Yeah, that's what we want you to do. Show your appreciation for the men and women serving in the military, and then we can highlight them on the show. Go to KidNation.com and tell us about their stories of service. You're going to nominate a hero you know and share how they're making our community better. And then those heroes are honored daily and given prizes. Brought to you by Wonder Bread, proud supporter of the USO. Jenna, do you have today's hero in front of you?
I do. Today's hero is Louis Esparza.
Shout out.
Yes, and Louis's wife, Darcy, wrote us and said, my husband, Louis, served in the Coast Guard. Today, he owns a mattress company in Corpus Christi, Texas. After Hurricane Harvey hit our area, he closed the store and coordinated a grassroots effort to cook hot meals to victims. He used his beach barbecue pit to feed our community and organize donations. He also donated beds to the Rockport Fire Department and other families in need. I'm proud of his efforts to give back.
How about that?
Louis Esparza.
How about that?
What a stud, man.
Yeah.
Closed down his shop, not making any money to go help others.
That's awesome.
And Darcy, thank you so much for sharing your story about your husband.
There are some just really great people.
Right?
Inspiration.
That's what makes me happy. That's why I love doing this right here. And speaking of inspiration, so I saw this text on our log and it said, hey, can you guys pick up the phone? I have something I want to talk to you guys about.
Huh.
So I decided, hey, why don't we give them a call? So we called them right now. Is this Robert?
Yes, this is Robert.
What's up, Robert?
Hi, Robert. Inspire us.
So you had said that you were homeless before you got married. I was homeless for 2 years. I had a restaurant. I lost everything. Was homeless for 2 years. I recently got married.
Yeah.
What really struck me when you brought that up was there really is hope for anybody that's ever in a position like that. Because now I not only am I married, but I own my own home.
Wow, look at that.
Have a car. I'm general manager of my own restaurant.
Wow.
Congratulations, bro.
Look at you, Robert.
Robert, what was the turning point for you to get it all back on track?
I got help. I was a former drug addict.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm 9 years clean and sober.
Good for you.
Congratulations.
You finally realized you had a problem and you were willing to get, you were open to getting help. And that was your turnaround, right?
Yes.
Man, I'm proud of you, man. Congratulations.
Honestly, what really helped me was you, JC. I've listened to the show every day. And between you and Kelly Raspberry, y'all have been probably the two biggest inspirations. And have actually, I've gone through periods of suicide and everything else. And y'all have actually given me the drive to actually push on every morning.
Well, that is a beautiful compliment. Thank you.
I wanted to call and I wanted to thank y'all for everything that y'all do.
Robert, anybody else that may have inspired you at all in the building?
Come on, bro.
Just wondering.
Yes, I mean, Big Al always gives me a big laugh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sure, of course.
All right.
From there. Yeah. Oh, that was beautiful. That really was
beautiful, bro.
I'm a pastor.
Oh,
and you're a pastor. What I do is I actually spend time with troubled youth, people that were in that position I was in.
You're paying it forward.
That's what you're supposed to do, man.
I work with people that feel hopeless and want to be able to help get them in a better spot.
Well, we're proud of you, man. Congratulations on getting yourself out of that hole and getting out of addiction. And now you're married, you're a pastor, you
have kids,
you
have
a house, you're helping people. That's Robert right there.
A little silly jobs. You know, sometimes
I'm glad I picked up the phone.
How silly our jobs are sometimes. And sometimes I just think this, the four of us in a room.
Talking.
Yeah. And I really have, the longest time, I had a hard time grasping the fact that other people listen to us.
Yeah.
I just thought it was us.
And it's cool because you think, and I don't know if this is the case for you guys, but when you go through something, you always think that you're the only one that's gone through this.
Yeah.
You always think that you're the only one that went through a divorce, or you're the only one that never knew their father, or you're the only one that was homeless, and you're not.
Well, in fact, it's not that just that you feel like you're the only one. You feel like there's no ever coming out of it.
And
it's never going to get better. I think more of what it is. Other people have been through divorce. You see but the fact is you don't ever see yourself coming out of the other side and having a happy life or success.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you just got to hang on because you don't know what the next day is going to bring.
And you can't think yourself through those things.
Yeah.
You know, if you start thinking about how great it's going to be when you do get past it, or at least I like to think so, you can kind of think yourself into a positive state.
Well, you can fake it till you feel it in some cases.
Yeah, you choose to be happy, and eventually your body will go, fine, I give in, I'm going to be happy with you.
Or like medicine.
Yeah, take some medicine. And you know, to get Robert's side, because Kelly asked him, what was the thing that got you out of that funk, out of that homelessness?
Yeah.
For me was, and I've told you guys this before, it was Kinsey.
Yeah.
I met her right after I lost my uncle, who was my father figure. He was the person that inspired me the most. And I honestly would have probably been happy with being homeless if it weren't for meeting her.
needed a motivation.
She was my motivation. And that's what I tell people. I'm like, whether it be a girl or a guy or a job, just find that motivation.
Something.
Once you find it, once you have that motivation to do something, you can do whatever you want.
All right. Way to go, Robert.
My man, Robert.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Don't forget, we still have our test run going on right now for Kid Nation TV.
That's right.
And, so far right now, it's on in Dallas and in Houston.
We're testing.
It's a test. And we are releasing episodes about a day later. And some Kid Nation members texted us and said that the show's actually on Hulu.
Oh, yeah?
So there's that.
That's my favorite network.
I didn't even know. So that's cool.
Yeah.
But a couple days ago, we do want to do a Throwback Thursday for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
A couple days ago, Big Al Mac brought up the every girl with what hairstyle, Al?
The bob haircut. I didn't know the name of it when I brought this bit up.
You mean shorter in the front, longer in the back, bob?
No.
You mean the all-over cement?
Just short.
Short. It kind of hangs to the side of the face, and then it's shorter cut
That's what
in the
I just
back.
Said.
You said shorter in the front.
No, he's talking about the fade. Yeah, Kelly, we're on the same page.
Okay.
You're talking about it hangs in it. Yeah.
So it slants down towards your face.
Yeah, right. Shorter. Did I say shorter in the front? I meant shorter in the back, longer in the front. Yes. That's what I meant.
Yes. So I brought up the fact that in my experience, it seems like every girl that I have ever known with that haircut had dated, was dating, or wanted to date a black guy. It was just like it was just seemed universal.
So I
thought you guys
knew it. Some sort of signal that was sent out, like a beacon.
Uh-huh. Right. So,
and you had data to back this up, apparently.
Yes, that's when we called in for the assistance of Character Stereotype Destroyer Man.
Yes, Big Al Mac is STD Man. And
Character Stereotype Destroyer Man.
Sure, it's shorter if you say STD Man. That was quicker, you know.
All right.
We can get to it. But we did find that particular one you did, Big Al
Mac.
It's
a Throwback Thursday.
Let's see how it go.
So, you guys, you think we have a little time for a little stereotype destroying?
Sure.
I, Character Stereotype Destroyer Man, am here to destroy those hurtful and mean-spirited beliefs and create a world where we all are judged individually.
Awesome.
Not by what race or group we may be a part of.
Big ups for doing that.
Thank you. Today's stereotype is this. All white girls with the graduated bob haircut date black men.
So
if you have a bob, you're cool.
If you got a bob.
Say that again, Stereotype Destroyer Man. What is it again?
all white girls with the graduated bob haircut.
All.
I know every white girl I know with the graduated bob
is a lesbian.
Is
or Kate Gosselin.
What if they're dating a black girl, Al?
I'm thinking that's still holding it true.
Okay. Yeah.
Repeat. They are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. They are down with the swirl. Have a thing for the chocolate. They would love a mosquito in their glass of milk. Let's see.
My name is Lindy.
Lindy, I'm admiring your haircut. I think that's called a graduated bob, but not quite. It's a short graduated bob. It's like a book. Not the bob. It's a book.
Okay.
But the stereotype is that all women with this particular haircut date black guys. Tell me, you're white, right?
I'm white.
Have you dated black guys before?
Actually, my husband's black.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Go black. You never go back.
The stereotype is that white women that have that haircut have dated a black guy. So I need to know if you've ever dated a black guy.
Yes, I have.
Yay! And do you still date him now?
No.
How long did y'all date?
Probably a month and a half. Maybe.
So 6 weeks. It was a pretty long relationship.
By your standards, yes.
Lady, what is your name?
Jesse.
Your haircut is called the graduated bob or
the
something.
Graduated swing bob.
Now, the stereotype on this particular hairstyle is that if a white girl has that hairstyle, she dates black guys. Please tell me, have you dated a black man?
Yes. My first kiss was a black guy.
Really? Wow. And you never went back?
I've gone back a couple times. I've strayed a few times, not gonna lie.
There you go.
The one that breaks the black guy's flock.
Yes. Well, the booty that you have doesn't hurt either.
All right. You know what they say. Once you go black, you never go back.
Oh, Big Al Max. See, Throwback Thursday right there.
Throwback Thursday right there. Now, sure. That bit actually was a lot longer. If you want to hear the rest of it, please go
and why would you not want to?
Yeah.
Please go to KidNation.com to hear the rest of Character, Stereotype, Destroyer Man.
Will do. And also breaking news, Justin told me he looked into it, and we are not on Hulu. That was just fake news, apparently.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.